for what I'm going to go over is there's I got a link in chat already that, you know, Minimum Viable Home / Hope, which will go over more detail than what I'm going to talk about. So, and these links include resources that include videos and documents. So, 2 weeks ago, my brother and I volunteered for the Hope Factory in Seattle, and this is where they have been building tiny homes for the homeless since 2016. And this is a proven successful operation that's already helped thousands already. You know, like they say, the first step to end homelessness is to provide a temporary home that's safe, dry, warm, and healthy. And on average, a homeless person stays in one of these tiny houses for 114 days where they move out to a better situation. Because of that, on average, a tiny house could, in a course of a year, house 3 different parties. And what they do over at the Hope Factory is they build these, they're about 8x12 tiny houses that have electricity, heating, and a bed for about $4,500 each, and at the rate of about up to 4 a week. And so the way they get around, after building the houses, the way they get around the, you know, all the regulations and permits and everything is they rely on first of all any building that's built less than 120 square feet doesn't require a permit. And as far as where they place them, they just use the local encampment rules. And so and I guess at this stage, what I'm really asking for is I'm looking into the possibility of maybe bringing this to Idaho. And I'm just getting, at this stage, I'm just getting feedback, either good or bad, and I especially want the bad ones. And also the other thing I'm looking for is just help with the land situation here locally. You know, over there they place them in villages, but here I really don't know. That's it.